This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day. You have tuned in to WGOD, where God is always broadcasting. We're going to tune in today to hear the word of the Lord, what He has to say today. Our scripture verse, Revelation chapter 3, verse 5. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. That's what we're looking at here today as we're going through verse by verse, looking at the Lord's admonishment to the dead church at Sardis. This is part 3 of 4. It's one sermon I cut up into 4 parts, looking at the Lord's instruction here to this church. But let's look at the question. That's what we're looking at here today. Can a person lose their salvation? Let's make this personal. Can you lose your salvation? That's what we're going to look at. We're going to look at the mounting evidence. What happens to man when he's left up to his own devices? But I won't say any more than that. We'll let the word of God speak for itself. This is part 3 or 4. We're not going to finish this subject. We will in tomorrow's program. We'll look at the rest of that. But can you lose your salvation? That's what we're looking at. More info on this ministry, I invite you to go to our Facebook page and like the page. That is WGOD Radio. Our website is WGODradio.com. You can follow us on Twitter as well, at WGOD Radio. I'm also the pastor of Island Community Church. Now, there's no Wednesday night study this week due to our fundraiser here at the radio station. But this Sunday, I am in 1 Thessalonians chapter 3 as we're going through that book verse by verse, the books of 1 and 2 Thessalonians. That's what we're doing at Island. You're invited out to Island. We're at 1000 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island. We meet Sunday mornings at 10:30. If you live here or if you're visiting in the area, we'd love to see you. Let's go to part 3 now of the Lord's message to the dead church at Sardis. All right, first off, let's talk about your new clothing here. Matthew chapter 22. You want to turn to Matthew chapter 22? Let's read this this parable in here. And then we'll get to the elephant in the room everyone wants me to talk about after that. And I've got an answer for that elephant. Matthew chapter 22, verse 1. Then Jesus said, "The kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who made a marriage for his son, sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come. And again he sent forth other servants, saying, 'Tell them which are bidden, behold, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and fatlings are killed, and all things are ready. Come unto the marriage.' But they made light of it, and went their ways, one to his farm, another to his merchandise. And the remnant took his servants and entreated them spitefully and slew them. But when the king heard thereof, he was wroth, sent forth his armies and destroyed those murderers and burned up their city. Then saith he to his servants, 'The wedding is ready, but those which were bidden were not worthy. Go therefore into the highways, and as many as you will find, bid to the marriage.' So those servants went out into the highways, gathered together
all, as many as they found, both bad and good. The wedding was furnished with guests. And when the king came in to see the guests, he saw there a man which had not on a wedding garment. And he saith unto him, Friend, how camest thou in hither? How'd you get in here, not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. Then said the king to the servants, Bind him hand and foot, and take him away, cast him into outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth, for many are called, but few are chosen. So you see, to gain entry into this banquet, you're given two things. Number one, you're given a white stone. We looked at a couple weeks ago, remember? Number two, you're given some new threads, as they say in Jersey. And without these new clothes, you'll be spotted and thrown out if you're able to sneak in somehow and get in over the fence. You see, Jesus said, I am the door. He who enters in by me will be saved. And when you enter in at that door, he gives you a white stone and gives you your new robe. But you've got to enter in through the door. Okay, next up. This verse that's been argued about for 1,000 years. He that overcomes, the same will be clothed in white raiment, white clothing. And I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Okay, what does he mean by this? The Greek word for blot out, the word exalypso, which means what it says, means to erase, like on a blackboard. This verse seems to imply that Jesus might erase someone's name out of the book of life, right? More than implying that, it says that, right? So is this a threat? Or on the other hand, is it a wonderful promise? For overcoming, I will by no means erase your name out of the book of life. Once again, you see, this is a conditional promise. A promise to all members of Overcomers Anonymous. To all who overcome, he says, I won't get out my eraser and blot out your name out of the book of life. Question, can a person have their name erased out of the book of life? Let's look and see what the Bible says about it, okay? Five texts I want to look at. The first one, five texts, and then I'll let you attempt to decide. This is where our problems is when we attempt to decide. First one, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 and 2. I ask the question, can a person have their name erased from the book of life? Five texts we're going to look at. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 1 and 2. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received and wherein you stand, by which you are saved if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. Of course, vain means worthless. Talk about memorial stones, huh? By which you are saved if you keep in memory everything that I've said to you. That's what he says. We haven't even got to my opinion. Number two is Colossians 1, verse 21. Let me ask the question, if we had to go off the one text we just looked at, show of hands, would you say a person could lose their salvation? Raise your hand. From the one text that we looked at. Fred? No. Okay. He's basing that on the whole counsel of God. He's not basing it on that one text, and that's cheating. You know the ending. It says, the end, we win. All right, now Colossians 1:21. It says, and you who were once alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now has he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight if you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel which ye have heard and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. All right, so the first one says, you're saved if you keep in memory. This one says, you are saved if you continue in the faith. Right? Am I lying? I don't have a Jehovah's Witness Bible, do I? Number three, Romans 11:21. This was a late addition to this list. Romans 11:21. This is the only Baptist church you'll ever hear this verse quoted in. For if God did not spare the natural branches, then take heed lest he also spare not thee. Behold, therefore, the kindness and severity of God, colon, on them which fell, severity, but toward thee, goodness, if you continue in his goodness. Then he says this, yikes, otherwise you also will be cut off. All right, so we have. You're saved if you keep in memory everything I said. You're saved if you continue in the faith. Here, you're saved if you continue in his goodness. Number four. 1 John 2:19. I'm just throwing this one in. Help understand a little better. It says this. It says, they went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. This verse is saying that these people weren't saved to begin with. Because those that are saved crossed the finish line. Next up, Matthew chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13, verse 18, says this. Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. Now, there's four types of people in this world that hear and receive the gospel of Jesus Christ. You're in either one of these four groups. Verse 18. Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, then comes the wicked one and catches away what was sown in his heart. This is he who received the seed by the wayside. Imagine that. That right here in pew 7 is a devil. The devil. Sitting right here. Waiting for you not to understand something. And this is when you don't understand it, he comes, snatches away that word that was sown in your heart. Out the door as you go, shaking your head. And you're toast. I mean, who can see that? It's one of these mysteries of the kingdom.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.